May, 1966. A tranquil woodland near Everett, Washington, swept clean to make room for a new dimension.
From the very start, the Boeing 747 was a revolution in aircraft design. It required a completely new manufacturing facility built at Payne Field in Everett. It required an incredible amount of engineering and design work, and it needed an amazing amount of money. For all of that, Boeing's 747 almost didn't get off the ground. Joe Sutter designed the 747 after several airlines said they wanted something much bigger than its predecessor, the 707. In late 2014, Sutter told a crowd at the Museum of Flight,
Al Haynes, our head of finance, Bill Allen, our chairman, they were running back to New York constantly asking for more money from the bankers. We're spending $5 million a day.
For the third time in its history, the company flirted with disaster. And at one point, Chairman Bill Allen told Sutter he'd have to lay off 1,000 of his engineers.
They'll come back and tell me how you're going to get rid of these 1,000 engineers they want to get rid of. The fellows came back and said they needed 800 more engineers. I stood in front of Bill Allen and I said, my people say you want 800 more engineers. Well, I figured that was my last day at Boeing.
It wasn't. Sutter went on to complete the construction of the 747 prototype on time. But it wasn't exactly what the plane's launch customer, Pan American Airways Chairman Juan Trippe, had asked for. He wanted a double-decker airplane like today's Airbus A380. But at the time, that was simply too hard to build. So Sutter decided to make it wider instead. Trippe was dubious, so interior designer Milt Heidemann went to New York to try to persuade him. Aviation author Clive Irving says Heidemann had to think fast.
He sneaked into the Pan Am boardroom ahead of the meeting and checked it out and realized that the boardroom more or less had the same dimensions as the wide-body 747. And Milt Heidemann explained this to them, and they all sat there and looked around the boardroom and thought, my God, this is a very big plane.
In fact, it was so big that it presented a bit of a problem during testing. Chief test pilot Brian Weigel says to get out, the flight deck crew would have to slide down a fireman's pole from the cockpit to the bottom of the plane three stories below in order to bail out if they had to. So they sent flight engineer Jesse Wallach to a fire department in Everett to figure out the best way to slide down a fireman's pole.
He came back and he reported that the trick is to take it in the crook of your arm. Okay, let's see you do it. Jesse attached himself to the fire pole. He dropped like a stone. We were peering down the hole to see what happened to him, you know.
Wallach recovered, and the 747 made its first flight without a hitch. Pete Combs, Como News.